Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Yeah. You want action? We got it. In the building today, we have Trina Braxton.
Yes.
And we also got comedian Vanessa Fraction.
Hey, I love it.
Fraction and Braxton.
So we're going to give you what you need, and that's the heat, man. We got it for you. Chuy Martinez is going to make a love connection with Andy Cohen. And we got some white lady drama. We don't get that.
Ooh.
It's out there. We found it. One long feud may have ended and another one just began, but first... Can y'all believe that Keeping Up with the Kardashians has been on for 10 years?
No.
Ooh, that's a long time.
No, I can't believe that.
And I never watched an episode.
I haven't either.
I have never.
In my head, it seems like longer.
Yeah, Trina, you would have watched it.
Well, for Trina, I understand why you watched it.
Yeah.
Was it educational just for what you have to do?
No, or? Not at all. You know, I believe in supporting everybody.
Oh, wait a minute then, honey. I believe in supporting everybody, but I mean...
I didn't say I continued.
Okay.
She gave it a shot. Well, to celebrate the anniversary, the family sat down with the Hollywood Reporter to talk about their time on the show and their biggest regrets. Let's start off with Khloe. She says her biggest regret was doing a spinoff when her marriage with her husband was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I never wanted to do Khloe and Lamar. My ex-husband did. He sold it to E, and I let it happen because I wanted him to be happy. I was the one who canceled it. It was just way too much.
Come on.
Well, let's talk about Kim. She said her biggest regret was she hates looking fat. I definitely wish I didn't film so much pregnant. I look like such a cow, and I can't stand to see those episodes. I would say try to film me more from the chest up so it looks better, but I would look like a blob. I would rather see my belly is shot farther away.
I think that is the most... I hate when she does that. I just really hate when she does that, especially about, I was so fat when I was pregnant. It's not about you, babes.
Yeah, so Trina, being on the reality show, the Braxtons, honey, is there anything on it that you wish that you may have done differently?
Well, when I told my husband that his wanker was a diseased rhinoceros puzzle, I think that's what did it.
Wow.
He doesn't have a disease. That could have been taken the wrong way.
So, and husband is the new term for ex-husband.
Yes.
I didn't know because I didn't want to say it, but
he
I was like,
my husband as a husband.
Now, you need to
I like that.
Yes. I already did. I own it.
Thank you. You've been coming with, I love y'all, but coming with these words. I love it. Okay, up next, if 50 Cent has taught us anything, throwing out a first pitch can be really, really hard.
Oh.
Yeah, that was awful.
Well, at last night's Red Sox game, cancer survivor and high school baseball player Jordan Leandre took the mound yesterday to throw out the ceremonial pitch, and he was a little off the mark.
All right, Jordan, fire it in there.
Oh, I say he was on the money.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
Does that count as ball one or two?
All right, y'all. So moving on, honey. What a difference a year makes, y'all. Former Destiny's Child singer Miss LaToya Luckett had a rough time in the love department last year.
Yes,
she did.
Now,
she divorced her husband in August after only 3 months, y'all, of marriage. But she's got a new man now, and he liked it so much, y'all, he put a ring on. Now, LaToya posted this pic, y'all, with the caption, quote, I said yes!
Yes!
On his birthday. And her brother posted a video capturing the magic moment.
Aww. Okay, I'll be honest. This is a little honest moment, okay? I really love black love. And in the very beginning of the little segment, I was all happy and everything like that. And then I started being like, it's her second marriage. Ain't nobody asked me one time. And she looked real happy. Like, real happy. So, a little bitter woman moment came up. I did have to pray that God would bless me, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, just think about Vanessa. He's coming, though, but you just got to get in the right places.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
Where I got to be, Gary?
You got to stay at them comedy clubs where the men don't have no money.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord.
2 drink minimum.
Yeah, what are you doing? Got a lower drink minimum.
True.
All right, y'all. Now, having a marriage that's on the rocks doesn't stop Anna Faris from giving out relationship advice.
Okay.
It actually makes her a little bit more qualified.
Right.
In her first podcast since announcing her split from Chris Pratt, a caller asked for advice on how to deal with a non-confrontational boyfriend who wouldn't stand up for her. So Anna gave this advice. Take a listen.
Know your worth, know your independence, and life is too short for you to be in relationships where you're not feeling like this isn't fully right, or somebody doesn't have your back, or somebody doesn't value you in every way.
That was good advice.
Now, based off of what she was saying about somebody not having your back or really truly valuing you, do you feel like she was talking about Chris Pratt?
Probably so, most likely.
Not necessarily. You just become really have an acute sensitivity to most things relationship, you know, right when you come out. That's what, I mean, I know I do. She had other relationships aside from Chris.
But right. Chris was the most recent one that we all know her from.
Right. I know, but we don't really know Anna. Right, I don't really know her. And it's cool enough for her to, you know, be on her podcast and doing that. But it didn't have to be about Chris. Her whole life wasn't just about Chris, Brother Pratt. You wasn't the only one. Newsflash! Pink and Christina Aguilera are friends again! Well, you know, you got to have R&B beefs, diva beefs. Following the news that Pink would be receiving the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award at the MTV Video Music Awards this year, social media had mixed reactions. Well, one person caught Pink's attention after tweeting, "Let's celebrate at Pink's Vanguard Award with the only relevant video of her career, starring as Christina's backup singer."
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I'm like, she ain't made nothing in a while.
I would beg to differ.
Yes, well, I beg to differ as well.
You got joints.
Well, this obviously struck a nerve with Pink because she felt the need to respond. She wrote, "Want to point out an awful new phenomenon of the last 10 years? We can no longer be happy for each other. I love Christina. We've made amends."
Yeah, well, what have she made? Y'all talking about she made some new music. I ain't heard nothing, honey, since Lady Marmalade.
Years ago, Pink and Christina feuded over the Lady Marmalade collaboration, which initially started with a fight over who was gonna sing the high parts.
I have to be honest, Christina should have gotten the high part. And the reality of the situation is, it's all about who can execute it properly for the for the benefit of the song.
Yeah, but still, honey, they need to fight and let us know about it.
So who are you, Team Pink, Team Christina? Who you teaming?
I mean, I
Team Man, I don't give a damn.
But speaking of feuds, honey, Miss Tina Fey and Kathy Lee Gifford, y'all almost got into one. Nice little
white on white crime.
I don't know. Wow. Tina, say it ain't so.
Not even Black History Month. Kathy Lee Gifford, honey, and Miss Hoda Kotb, honey, interviewed Titus Burgess, where Kathy, honey, commented that all the stars of the show had visited them except Tina Fey?
What's that all about?
I don't know, baby, but Miss Tina Fey caught wind of that, baby. She caught wind of that interview, and she sat out to prove Kathy was wrong.
Let's go into the vault, Kathy. Catherine Lee. Because I have been on the show, and I've talked to you. And I must have been boring, because you don't remember me. But I was there. I was, right? Roll the tape.
Surprised to learn that.
Yeah, no, our friend Paul Appel, who's a writer.
Oh!
Baby, Miss Kathy had egg on her face.
Honey, ooh. Tina came with the receipt.
Yes, she did. Well, honey, after watching the clip, honey, Miss Kathy apologized, and she said she must have confused, honey, Miss Tina Fey for Miss Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, for sure. Cheers.
Yes.
Oh, cheers. No, you stupid. No,
that's not cute, but that's almost like Black folks.
Well, you know they confuse us all the time.
I know that.
All the time. Honey, I seen somebody call Angela Bassett Maxine Waters. I said, now,
wait.
I said, you're not going to do that. I know we look alike, but come on now. They said that was Auntie Maxine. I said, come on now.
No, man.
Gary? Now, Steve Harvey may be joining your team. Oh. After the break, we'll reveal his man crush Monday.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
Baby, the queen is going home, huh? the queen is going home, honey. Miss Aretha Franklin, baby, the queen of soul and beloved icon of Detroit, says she plans to close out her career where it began in her beloved hometown, y'all.
Yay.
Queen, honey. Now, remember, Aretha announced, y'all, this year at the age of 75 that she was retiring. But guess what she wants to do right now?
What, child?
Baby, she wants to open up a nightclub.
Oh, yes.
Open up a club, baby.
It needs to be a day club.
What?
If you go to sleep early.
I'm tired. I'm not going to keep on with y'all. But I do like that idea. Little day party, little day club. Little day club, get it in, go on to bed at 6.
Now, the queen said the name of the club, honey, would be Aretha's.
Oh, that's a thought.
Creative.
Very creative. She probably toiled all night over that, honey. Said, what shall I call it? What shall I call it? I think God is telling me to call it Aretha's.
Aretha's. Yes, honey.
I'm with this.
You guys all know Martin Scorsese, right?
Yes.
He's
unfortunately.
One of the most hated men in America. Mm-hmm. That's the dude who raised the price of the anti-AIDS drug 5,000% a couple years ago. And he bought, like, you know, an unreleased Wu-Tang Clan album, and he has it in his possession. Paid $2 million for it. So, a couple weeks ago, he was found guilty of 3 counts of securities fraud, and the transcripts from his jury selection told him one thing.
What was that?
The Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to f*** with. So there's a guy who goes by the name of Juror 59. He told the courtroom, Your Honor, totally he is guilty and in no way can I let him slide out of anything. So the courtroom excused him and he finished his statement saying, oh yeah, and he disrespected the Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu forever. Oh. Wu forever.
Wu-Tang is life.
Yeah, but are Wu-Tang Clan, are they poor now? Why they couldn't get their album back?
Because they wanted to try something. Like, hey, we have this album that we're just sitting on. Let's sell it and see who can, like, you know,
pick the highest bidder, right?
Yeah. And it worked. $2 million. Mm. The Klan won. The good Klan, not the bad Klan.
Oh, I was like, which Klan?
Not the ones from Charlottesville.
Oh, okay. So, Wednesdays on social media are usually filled with WCWs, a.k.a. Woman Crush Wednesday. Oh. And yesterday, our good friend Steve Harvey made one on Instagram, but a little confused.
Oh.
He posted this photo of his wife, Marjorie, writing, My Man Crush Monday. Always. Marjorie Harvey.
On a Wednesday?
On a Wednesday, he did this.
Well, maybe he was trying to tell her he's her man.
Like, whoa, man. He should have put the W-O in parentheses. Like, whoa, man.
Or maybe he was trying to say, like, my man's in them. You know what I mean? Mm. When you be like, because your wife should be like your homie, lover, friend. You know what I mean? Somebody that's always got your back, my man's.
But it was Wednesday.
Well, he tried to clean it up.
I was thinking about man crush on a Wednesday.
Well, Steve Harvey, as he gets older, has a little history of being inaccurate sometimes.
Like, well, he does have a history of inaccuracy.
Then why you got to bring up old stuff, though?
Like, He made it new. But I'm going to be honest, Steve did end up fixing it. Probably one of his kids let him know what it really was. Because, you know, when you get a little bit older, we try to stay hip, but... finally fixed it to WCW. I'll be honest. You don't even know. Sometimes people do a little shade. Maybe she did something at home. Uh-huh. And he said, I'll fix you. And maybe was throwing a little shade saying she was handsome.
All right, y'all, who's ready for a great deal?
Me!
Well, who wants to relieve muscle aches and tension and soothe tight and sore muscles at home?
Oh, me!
Well, guess what? I got the product for you. You might want to check out the iPulse Digital Tens Massager. It's just for you.
Ooh.
Now, this little portable, compact situation right here is a massage therapy unit that uses mild electrical impulses to stimulate muscles and alleviate pain. And it has 12 automatic massage programs and 20 levels of strength so you can customize your entire experience.
Ooh, nice. Oh. It's very compact.
And portable.
It's very portable. Very nice.
Put it in my little purse.
And usually you have to go into the little office to get this done. You could do this at home.
Yeah.
Well, how much is it?
So normally the iPulse Digital Massager retails for about $100, but for you guys, an Audition Nation fan, it's only $34.
Oh, whoa!
You want to save that cost and massage your muscles away.
Yes. I like a deal.
So how is it, Gary?
Oh, it's tingly. It's so good.
You look like you tingling.
Yes. Coming up, honey, Andy Cohen gets hands-on with Chewy and tells us who he wants to make a love connection for next.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, I got a question for the room. When you guys hear the name Mary Murphy from So You Think You Could Dance, what do you think of?
Oh, that crazy laugh.
That was actually pretty close.
Yeah.
That was good. It was spirited. I felt it.
Well, if you're wondering where all that craziness come from, our man Chewy Martinez got the inside scoop at the Fox TCAs. Plus, Andy Cohen from Love Connection has a very interesting proposal for Portia. Take a look.
How you doing? I like hugs. You're tired, girl. Love your laugh. So infectious. What makes a good laugh, Mary?
I don't really know. I got my laugh from my mother, but she was actually a little bit louder than me.
No way!
I'm telling you. And she was this, like, 5'2" little Irish woman, and she would always start with, like, a scream, you know, like, ah! And then she would...
Give me your mother's laugh right now. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, no.
Please.
That's what my mother would do. God bless everybody, because I was born with an extra happy gene.
People who are watching this right now, give them 3 reasons why they should watch So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh my gosh, only 3?
3?
Anyways.
That's what we're asking for.
You will see the most amazing dancing ever. Mm-hmm. You'll get to see us laugh and cry and scream because, and you will be too. You'll be cheering for us at home. Yeah. You'll get to see me hit Nigel all the time.
Mm-hmm. Always hitting Nigel.
Always saying something that makes me hit him. No. Violence on TV. No. It's a family show.
Yes.
No.
Violence equals ratings. So, yeah.
Oh, hit him harder?
Hit him harder.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell him you said so.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Good to see you, man.
Oh, my God. This is Portia's show.
Yes.
Yes. I love Portia.
And actually, I love Portia, too. That's my girl. That's my sis. You know, she always talks about how difficult it is to in the dating scene and to find love.
I want Portia on Love Connection.
Can we make that happen?
Oh, my God. Yes.
What's some advice you'd give her?
Season 2. Well, Portia?
Knowing Portia, because you know Portia.
You know what? Sometimes, you know, with the baby nap, and, you know, she goes in a little strong.
Yeah.
But Portia doesn't need my help.
You think?
She's hot.
She's great.
She's great. Yeah. She's great.
I would sign her baby nap. I wouldn't have a problem doing that.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no. So next season, I want Portia.
Yeah. And what other celebrities do you think you'd like to get on that couch?
Rihanna.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she would never do it, but how amazing would that be?
Never say never. Don't say that. Give me some dating tips. If I'm looking for a special someone, what are some things I should, you know, look for that are important, that might be important?
Maybe trim your beard a little bit.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't like the...
I like it, but maybe just trim it a little bit. I got to tell you something. We set up some people. Well, you just asked me for tips.
Yeah, thank you.
Now you're offended?
No,
now
I offended you. Thank you.
All right. You know what? You know why? We set up some women with some guys with big beards, and they were very, women are very fussy about beards,
I
learned.
Are you fussy about beards?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can touch it.
Oh, it's very soft.
I put oil in it.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep it then.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Okay.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yay!
Now, y'all know how football players sometimes have a dance in the end zone when they make a touchdown?
Yes.
Well, let me tell y'all something, baby. Miss Celine Dion, honey, she busted out a dance from the sidelines at her son's hockey game that gave me life.
Do tell, honey.
Yes, let me check this out.
She did that.
Yeah,
I'm swinging and swaying. Better celebrate for your son.
Exactly. So, I mean, so y'all have kids. So have any of y'all ever act like Celine did at y'all kids' game or anything like that?
Absolutely. You have to show your parental support. It doesn't matter who else is there. You're there to support your child.
Well, my parents are coming in our game, so we didn't play nothing.
You weren't in sports, Carrie?
Couldn't afford it.
Child by.
We played jump rope. But that was free.
What kind of dance did your mama do when she seen you winning in jump rope? Because
she was
winning.
She was happy. She was like, oh.
That was her move. Go, Gary.
It was shortly after that that pop stopped coming around.
Yeah.
Show's over. But don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.